In Arizona, the governor's race has been called for Democrat Katie Hobbs over Carrie Lake.
At last count, Hobbs led Lake by less than a percentage point, about 20,000 votes. It was a closely watched race that pitted the Democrat Hobbs, Arizona's Secretary of State, against Lake, who was one of the most high-profile election deniers in this election cycle and was backed by former President Donald Trump.
Ben Giles of member station KJZZ in Phoenix has been following the race. Ben, let's talk about the significance of Katie Hobbs' victory, or maybe a better way of asking is about Carrie Lake's loss.
Right. Lake is one of three Trump candidates in Arizona who embraced the notion that the election was stolen. It includes Carrie Lake, Blake Masters, the Senate candidate in Arizona, as well as Mark Fincham, the Secretary of State candidate who would have overseen future elections. All three election deniers, all three now have lost, according to AP race calls. And a fourth, Abraham Hamaday, is trailing in the race for attorney general, though that's still too close to call. So it looks like a significant rebuke in Arizona of a Trump slate of candidates, and specifically a slate of candidates who ran and campaigned on the notion that the 2020 election was stolen. And if you look back nationally a little bit, Democrats have now flipped three governor seats this election cycle. In addition to Arizona, they've also won in Maryland and Massachusetts, while Republicans did flip the Nevada governor seat.
You know, I watched a lot of interviews with Carrie Lake on TV, and every time she was asked if she would accept the results of the election, she would not really answer. So how has she responded to these results?
Well, she didn't make any statements last night except for a tweet in which her words, she called the results BS. So I don't think we're going to get a concession from Carrie Lake anytime soon. She has been responding since Election Day, accusing Maricopa County election officials of, quote, slow rolling the ballot counts, accusing them of something nefarious. There's nothing nefarious about the way the county or election officials across the state have been counting results. This is about the same pace as they always do things.
Democrats have won several key statewide races, as we mentioned, including U.S. Senator and Secretary of State. What are people in Arizona saying about Democrats outperforming expectations?
You know, I keep thinking back to something a Democratic consultant told me a few weeks before the election. She said, it's not the number of people you can get to come scream at your rally that matters. It's the number of people you can get out to vote. And Democrats seem to have a winning formula in getting out the vote and convincing voters in Arizona that this slate of Trump-backed election-denying candidates was dangerous for the state. And now you've seen Democrats flip seats in major statewide races in Arizona for the first time. A governor is going to be Democratic for the first time in Arizona since 2009.
Now, even though the race has been called, there are still ballots being counted. What's the likelihood of a recount?
Well, a recount could be automatic here in Arizona if the margin of victory for Hobbs is less than half a percentage point. Unlike other states, candidates cannot request a recount.
All right, Ben Giles of member station KJZZ. Ben, thanks.
Thank you.